Hello and welcome to Grow by Cassandra. Thank you so much for tuning into today's episode. As usual, I woke up super early this morning and just had some things on my mind. So I read this really cool article about Christianity and mindfulness, and I decided to practice mindfulness and literally just be in the moment. And after that, I came up with the topic for today's podcast. And that's how it works, right? When we get still, when we're silent, when we're calm, when we're focused on only what we can control, which is the here and the now, we're able to receive inspiration and motivation. So I hope today's podcast gives you something to think about and help you and helps you to grow. So often there is this self-imposed pressure to perform, right? I'm great at this. The emails I send, the Facebook group I started, the posting on Instagram, recording podcasts, when really I still need to brush my teeth. I need to eat more fruit. As you can hear, I need to drink my tea and take care of my body. And I need to finish editing my book. Why do we do this? Like, why am I the queen of distracting myself? Well, because I thrive on achievement and completion and competition. And it's not a loss if I never finish the task. I'm going to say that again. I thrive on achievement and competition, and it's not a loss if I never finish. Whew, that's tough to admit, but it's real. For the last few months, I've been working to make it through. I'm a teacher, and this year has been super duper uber challenging. It's been one of those years that, you know, you might make it through, and you don't really have time to figure things out. You just have to keep going. Between colleagues and students, parents and administration, from every angle, I feel like I've been shoved out of my comfort zone onto a paddle boat with no paddle, with no life jacket. And the exhaustion that makes my ability to swim seem irrelevant. Like, I can swim, but I'm so tired that doesn't matter. I'm tired. I've been saying I'm tired since my first therapy session abroad in November of last year, 2018, yet I managed to keep going. Between prayer, new connections, and beach trips, oh, and a sprinkle of therapy, God has extended grace to me. The grace to remain gainfully employed, praise God, and relatively sane, depending on who you ask. And I'm grateful. I'm grateful. I'm truly, truly grateful, because what I've learned is that it all works out in the end. I've learned that if you don't want it, don't take it. That's the piece of gum, the brownie, the donut, the job, the relationship, the invitation to the party. If you don't want it, don't take it. I've learned that it's best to leave your matches at home when crossing bridges. And that's really super duper important. Because sometimes you cross a bridge and you're ready to light that mug on fire. But if you left your matches, all is well. And you can always find another potentially, oh, this is the other thing I learned. You can always find another potentially better job, man, friend, or opportunity. And that's not to say throw those things out, right? Like, I don't need you, I can find another. I mean, sometimes that's appropriate. But what I'm saying is remain humble and remain open to seasons and the lessons that the falling leaves teach us. Right? As people come in and out of our lives, there are lessons to be learned. And it's okay to say goodbye. Some would even say it's okay to say hello again and to allow those leaves back into your lives. All that to say, we generally know how to stay busy, right? So back to this busyness. Scrolling through pages, going out on the weekends, getting super involved in the community, starting a business. These are good things, right? We know how to do them. And that's what we are fed from every single angle. And the angles I'm referring to really are social media. So from social media, from television, from media in general, it's the idea that we need to be busy, get busy, and stay busy. And I am on an anti-busy campaign to seek rest. All summer 19, this girl is going to work at being still. I'm going to grind at staying grounded. One job, one goal, no excuses. Before I lose my mind, I'm choosing to take a moment. And I encourage you to take a moment if that's the season that you're in. All right, I'm going to leave you with this, this scenario. Have you ever been to a piano recital? There's a cute little girl on stage who's been practicing for months, right, at home and during her sessions with her piano teacher. In the audience, she looks out and she sees her mom and her dad, her aunt and her uncle. A few cousins are in the audience, and then her best friend from the neighborhood is even there, waiting to hear her masterpiece, waiting to cheer her on and to show their pride in what she's able to do, what she's been able to accomplish. Everything is still and silent in the auditorium, and the audience is waiting on her first note. As she sits at the piano bench with her hands on the keys, with nerves and with this self-inflicted pressure, the self-imposed pressure to perform, because really her audience will applaud no matter what, but she feels it. She feels that pressure. She feels the need to get started, but she takes a moment. She bows her head. She closes her eyes and breathes. The audience waits in anticipation as she takes a moment. No one she loves, no one that matters, judges her or scolds her gesture of self-care. In fact, they send a silent thumbs up and smile at one another because they know what comes after the moment is worth the wait. Guys, I hope that you gained something from today's podcast, and I don't know when we'll talk next, but until we meet again, if you don't do anything else, I want you to grow.